Deuteronomy 32, 1 through 3 says, "Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God." That's taken from the Song of Moses, and I believe that's the spirit behind the work of Chick Tracks. And November 22nd is International and National Chick Track Day, and this is an annual event that was started and is promoted among a small cult-like group of anti-chick comic aficionados. They laugh and mock and make fun of Chick Tracks even as they collect them, while acknowledging the global impact and recognizability of these tracks. Chick Tracks gets its name from its founder, a man named Jack Chick. The Chick.com website sums up Jack Chick's impact, saying, quote, "Jack Chick was one person, and in 1961 he wrote one tract. He was able to get it printed and handed out his first Chick track, a tiny beginning. It started with one. Now it continues with 1 billion and counting," end quote. Imagine that. I'm sure Jack Chick never imagined that what he started in 1961 would result in more than 1 billion gospel tracts being published by the time he would go on to be with the Lord. But when he passed away in 2016, Chick Tracks was closing in on that number, and it was reached by the end of the year 2021. Imagine Jack's reward in heaven. By simply following the example of everyone from Moses to the Apostle Paul, Jack published God's name and His Word using his God-given talents and abilities. Webster's 1828 Dictionary of the American Language defines the word publishing as making known, divulging, promulgating, proclaiming, selling, or offering publicly for sale, uttering. And Jack did all of that and more for half a century. But Jack never made Chick Tracks about himself. He was very low profile, and he kept his own face and name out of the limelight. But thankfully, we can learn about Jack by reading his only authorized biography, which was written by Jack's successor, David W. Daniels. In the introduction to Jack Chick's biography, titled "You Don't Know Jack," Daniels wrote the following, quote, "To the world, Jack was an enigma. Some cast him as a purveyor of hate, angrily consigning all rotten sinners to a burning hell. Others admired his consistency, volumes of gospel tracts with wide-ranging stories, invariably ending with a single appeal to be saved," end quote. But it's important to note that Chick Tracks wasn't a one-man show. Jack had a lot of help, and one of his most faithful helpers was a black Christian man named Fred Carter, who passed away in 2022. Fred was an amazing artist who drew over 90 tracks and the Crusader comic book series. And if you watch the still animation video titled "The Light of the World," the artwork in that was produced by Fred Carter. And there are many others who helped Jack publish the name and works of God. We'll learn all about those people and what they did at the judgment seat of Christ. But there is one more important helper that played the most pivotal role in getting those 1 billion Chick Tracks published and distributed around the globe, and that's the Church of Jesus Christ. Because of soul-winning children of God obeying Mark 16:15 with the desire to preach the gospel to every creature, those 1 billion tracks were used to publish the gospel of Jesus Christ as little old men and women, children, and people of all ages in between handed those gospel tracts out to all who would take them. They left them in with their tips for waitresses. They gave them to drive-through workers and cashiers. They handed them out at festivals and sporting events, mailed them to loved ones, and included them in birthday cards and Christmas cards, get-well cards, sympathy cards. People now post links, and they're being read online, so who knows how many more billions are reading using the internet. So as the scoffers mock and blaspheme, let's double down on our efforts for the coming year to obey God's word and to continue this ministry, publishing the gospel with Chick Tracks. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God.